fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 10th of December in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2023. This is Yours Truly, Myrrh. We have a chat room, yourstrulymyrrh.chatango.com, or chat and go. And please help support us if you can at all. You know, we have got to keep this platform going, and we have some real interesting things going to be coming up for the holiday. Of course, Christmas Eve will be replayed so everyone can be with their families. And, of course, Christmas Day. But there's some more excitement then in the new year. But, you know, I would suggest, too, you see DixieRepublic.com and see all they have there. And a nice little place, Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. And you can email them at proudsouthern123@gmail.com and tell them RBN sent you. And there's just so many neat events there, and so many products at Republic Broadcasting that I'm sure you might be interested in checking out. You know, the hemp paste and the coffee. There's just so many different things and ways to help. And the bunker. The first time I heard that, I thought for sure it was a joke, until now. But no joke, okay? So it's pretty interesting, the amazing things, and that's really for preparedness. And I'm going to play, Sam, this first clip, and this is our RBN owner, Mike Slidacek. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he came on live on Friday the 8th with Chris Hinckley, and Chris Hinckley had just talked about the schedule changes, and he had done that before for the weekdays. Most of the weekend wasn't, but too much of a change. But Mike spells that out, and then about the book drive, and we'll see how that's going to be handled. If you want to play that, Sam, please.
It's just final hour, I think.
Okay,
that'll help. It's not
all right. Deep final hour. And then 12 a.m. Send to Sin C with Dan Overhauser, which is pre-recorded. So what is the weekend deal? Can you do that in a nutshell?
Yeah, just quickly, there are a few changes. We lost Vinny Eastwood, has moved. He's actually on with, I believe, Ground Zero now. And I'm sad to see him go. He was in a bad slot. Hopefully we can get him back on RBN at a time and a place that's better for him. But I think the schedules may need to be updated, but Dave Scorpio has some extra time. Mike Gaddy, I believe, has some extra time just in the last few weeks. There have been a few changes on the weekend. I think other than that, everything is up to date. So mainly Vinny Eastwood's show is no longer on RBN live. And Dave Scorpio, I believe, has some extra time there. I think that's the main thing that I have not updated. And cool. That should be it.
All right. So that should do it for the announcements. There you go.
And the book thing, yes. And because of the recent technical difficulties, I think it's going to be a little while before we kind of get the book drive back to normal. We will extend it. We will offer as much as we can. I have been kicking around doing a book possibly on prepping and storing food, also including hemp paste. We do have some hemp paste that we have been given from them, the people at Hemp Paste and 3D Bunkers, if you hear that ad. So I'd like to make a little package with some kind of a prepping or food storage selection and some hemp paste, which will be that the hemp paste is a $100 value. So I think it's exciting. I don't know. We'll see. Sorry, we're a little behind, a lot of technical issues, and like I said, we will extend the book drive. So anybody that donates $100 we will enter you into that. It does help if you let us know if you do not want to be included or would like to be included. And you can call us, 800-724-2719, extension 3, or donate through PayPal and just leave a note in the PayPal. There's a field for notes.
Oh, that was it. I'm waiting for more here. Yeah. And this reminded me, talk about preparation and making quilts and things, how that's what happened with my grandmother when I lived with her one of the times. And up on Lookout Mountain in Georgia, the mailing address was Rising Fawn, Rural Route Rising Fawn. And, people burned with wood, and they would have chimney fires, and it gets pretty cold up there. And so there were a lot of house fires, and people would be left with nothing. And we would gather up. There would be things donated, like old wool suits and all kind of things. And my grandmother and I would piece together, do it on a machine, big chunks, not for looks, but for warmth, the outer layer. And then inside we'd put like an old blanket or something. And then usually we'd have enough flannel that we could have nice, fresh, soft flannel for the part that would be next to you. And these things were a little heavy, but very warm. And what we do is you put the front pieces together, and the front and the back, so they're together, not how they'll be when they're finished. Sew them around on the machine and leave an opening at the top so you could turn them, so you could pull the whole fabric through. And then that would all be hemmed, put a binding on it maybe, we usually did, and sew up that opening. And then for quilting, we would have real thick, bright color, different yarn, whatever yarn we had, and a big thick needle, and sew that through and knot it every so often, and that would quilt it. And it was kind of pretty, so we could whip these out pretty quick. So we'd stay up at night, and I learned so much from her, and which is a shame that, grandparents are so separated from it. It's just become now, you do it only for one generation and it's set, and it's been done now for several generations of separating the elderly. We're not living close to each other enough to see each other and learn from each other. Some of us have been blessed to be able to do that more. She didn't live close to us. If you went there and stayed, you were there for the duration. It was like 800 miles. And that was before the interstates were in. So it was Route 11 and then eventually 81, the interstate, bits and pieces of it, and bypass all the small towns, the poor things, drive them out of business. but it was fun, So it was like a 24-hour trip, and have to get my father, persuade him to stop overnight. My mom, there was a cartoon, it looks like a guy's in the seating position, right? And the wife is carrying him all bug-eyed into the motel, right? So anyway, they're just so much to learn from all of that. But last week, at the end of the first hour, I ended on the word plasma and really didn't have too much to say about it. And most of the videos, you need to see them as well. So I'll put some links in the yours truly, mer.chatango. But I wanted to read here about Maran Keshi. Maran, what's his middle name? Tavakoli? Yeah. Tavakoli Kesh or Keshi. It's pronounced either way. So he was born in Iran in 1958, son of an X-ray engineer. He was introduced to the world of radiation and nuclear science at a very young age. In 1981, he graduated from Queen Mary College, University of London, as a nuclear engineer specializing in reactor technology system control. He has spent the years since then completing a system for the production of gravity and energy using a radioactive hydrogen-fueled reactor that is clean and safe. He has covered all aspects of the design of a new plasma nuclear system from the very beginning to the present stage. This has included the design, the fuel, the testing, and practical applications. Since 2002, he has concentrated on completing the full range of his technology for launching into the scientific world and industry. In September 2004, he was invited by a leading Western country, I wonder which one that was, through its government office organizations to present his technology for evaluation. From November 2004 to March 2005, his technology was under considerations by scientists at a university. In March 2005, the report from the university declared that energy production through this new technology is feasible. In April 2005, through government organizations, a commercial development partner was found to study the practicality of developing the system. Agreement was reached between both partners, and the development company was satisfied that the system is practical and workable, as was reported in the feasibility study by the university. By 17 September 2005, the preliminary evaluation of the system was complete, and the parties agreed that they were ready to proceed with the physical production of the first gravitational and energy system. Those gravitational and energy are in capitals. European and international patents for the technology were applied for in early October 2005 for all aspects of possible use of the new technology, covering some hundreds of applications. At the end of 2005 and the beginning of 2006, several static plasma reactors were built to confirm the theoretical principles of the technology. These static reactors all work at room temperature and at normal atmospheric pressure and provide voltage and current. Since the beginning of 2006, several prototypes of dynamic plasma reactors specifically designed to achieve lift and motion have been built and successfully tested. Through the development of these new systems, deposits of nanocarbon have been generated, and Raman spectroscopy has confirmed that these are in SP2 and SP3 form. The use of plasma reactors for health purposes has been tested in cooperation with doctors, and some of the results achieved in these trials can be seen in the health section of Keshi Foundation website. Now, this man, and I had read that he and his wife, Belgium, were tried and found to be frauds, and they had to do time, and I haven't researched that anymore. I don't know if they actually did do time, but they were also poisoned at one point, and this plasma was able, you know, a lot of it has to do with our intention, like these wands, these terahertz wands. You know, if you don't think it's going to help you, it won't. And, you know, we're pretty powerful creatures, but in any case, this plasma protected them, and they survived that. But they've had other death threats. And you heard me last week talking about how it's kind of similar to Tesla and how the Russians apparently used it to ward off ships from this warring country that we live in. There are other uses. And what did I say here about the... Oh, I stopped too soon. I didn't scroll down. Sorry, let me finish this. Okay. A paper was published about the direct capture of CO2 and CH4. CH4 is methane. You know what CO2 is? From the environment, where the CO2 and CH4 were in a liquid state at room temperature and room pressure. The CO2 and CH4 were proven by IR and XRD spectroscopy performed by a Belgian university. In July 2009, the first book, The Universal Order of Creation of Matters, was published. In early 2011, the second book, The Structure of the Light, was published. In October 2011, the third book, The Origin of the Universe, was published. In 2006, the intellectual properties related to this technology were transferred to Stichting, the Keshi Foundation in the Netherlands. The main objective of this foundation is the distribution of licensing fees to five different areas related to the welfare of mankind and world education. Okay, that's the end of that part. And I'll put that in the chat room because there's hyperlinks in there you can access. And there we go. And it's just very interesting, but I had mentioned too last week about them trying to get everyone to do these coils where you'd wrap the coils around in a flat circle and how it was attached near your electric box. I didn't get to that part. And actually just decrease the amount of electricity you would need to consume. It cut everything ran fine, but it was just less electricity. They were also working on something similar for automobiles to cut down on the amount of gasoline. You know, so there's a real place for this plasma in that, like everything else, is being kept from us. If it can be used for good, right? They'll wait till they can find a way to use it for bad. So, I wanted to bring to you about some other things going on. Now, I told you about Michael Flynn and how he's not such a peach like supposedly we think he is. And we're coming up on a break. Yeah. Okay. Perfect timing. We'll look at this when we come back.
Beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Guess we're back here. And we have a short video. It's at the High Command on BitChute, Timothy Charles Holmes' site. And it's a clip from the David Knight Show. Timothy calls it Mega Creep Michael Flynn Exposed as Sexual Deviant by David Knight. And the full clip, full show, is at the David Knight Show on BitChute, and it's entitled Twin Flames Cult, Tactics of Grooming. So, Sam, if you want to play that, it's only a little over a couple minutes. I should have asked you sooner.
65-page lawsuit filled in details about how the transgender middle school librarian, a woman who dressed as a man, allegedly began grooming kids with graphic, sexual, homosexual, and transgender-themed books and other inappropriate materials beginning in 2014. That's about the same time that Michael Flynn started grooming people in the Pentagon and celebrating the Navy SEAL who is now detransitioned. He said, how did they get me into this? Well, we're going to talk about how they can get adults into it, let alone children. But Michael Flynn in 2014, at second Pride Month of the Pentagon, was celebrating this Navy SEAL as a transgender. And he says, how did they do this to me? Well, just keep that in mind when you see Michael Flynn going around to these meetings being held in churches, a reawakening tour and everything. Understand where this guy is really coming from. He hasn't talked about any of that. He hasn't said he was wrong about any of that. He hasn't repented from any of that stuff.
Okay, we can cut it off there. This is Timothy in Iowa at a Trump gathering, and he uses that for his sign off on his videos. But we can see here, and we heard Flynn when he was at the church, and he goes around to churches doing these Clare Prophet things with the seven rays of light and everything. And he was very conveniently kind of kept out of the spotlight. It was all the FBI, and they came and questioned him and all this. Well, sorry, folks, but he's just not who you want to think he is. And this is a problem we have with putting people up to be our heroes and forgetting the first commandment. And they are commandments. They aren't suggestions. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the second one, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Guess what? The Catholic Church took that one out. And they skipped down to number 10 about coveting and break that into two commandments. So they have this full 10, but can still worship graven images. And there's some really horrible stuff about that that Jesse Sobota brought forward. About how when they use these Catholic churches and all the nasty stuff they smear on these idols. And then, you know, it's just a satanic rite. And then have people worshiping them, these women, you know, women worshiping these, praying to these idols. We were warned, but yeah, so he's a mega creep. And let me see. I think we'll, how close are we? Yeah, we're pretty close. We'll wait till after the break to do the next one. It's a short one, too. But it gets into more of this about what's going on behind the scenes and how the military is used. You know, like I said, the three city states, Washington, D.C., the whole country was meant to be the warring faction. And not only that, but they have to go and make enemies and arm them so they'll fight with us, because this is what the bank thrives on. Well, other than child sacrifice, because they have to keep this illegitimate system going. You cannot serve God and mammon, and everyone's serving mammon. So, and about methane here, I had put in here, is the simplest hydrocarbon and the main element of natural gas. It is colorless, odorless, and combustible. So, that's something to keep in mind. And what else here? It's a saturated hydrocarbon. At room temperature, it exists in the gaseous state. And again, colorless, odorless, and non-toxic gas, but it is combustible. So, yeah, we're just surrounded with all kind of things in this world, and a lot of them not seen at all. And a lot of them are entities, like we've learned earlier, that will just barge right into your psyche and take over. You get a half a foothold. And usually that's based on trauma, as we've learned, and how we can dispel trauma, dissolve it. And but all this is necessary to have prayer preceding it. You know, this is why they keep disconnecting us from that. But the way they're doing with children is just, it's too much. All righty, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh, yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
It's 3:33. I like getting to announce that because numbers make a big difference. People will poo-poo that, but you can see how dates and times figure into so many things. Like, for instance, of course, it's a holiday, but May 14th for the Jews figures into so many of their things. May 14th. 1948 is when Israel became supposedly a state, although they didn't really take any, you know, they didn't make any really contract deals. They're just doing like they always do. That's their base of operations. They didn't go there to just live. And Rothschild, of course, was behind that, and whoever's behind them that we don't know about, including the Luciferian Brotherhood. But also on that day, May 14, 1948, is when RAND Corporation started up, all ready to go over here in the USA. And I have always worked with them. Of course, that means research and development, the RAND Corporation. And so many of the things that they use come from there. And I don't think we realize, and I guess it started with Nixon, with the 10 regions. But they were regions that had an Israeli in charge of them in this country. And I heard an interview with one. It was a last-minute guest on Brandon House's show, whatever it is, on VCY America. They air it. But this was some time ago, and somebody else had canceled it. Oh, they got him, and he's just laughing. This guy's laughing the whole time. Oh, and with this strong Israeli accent, and how, well, we have coupons, and we get, so they get all this war equipment made for them here. And so we end up, like in Vietnam, like in North Korea, the so-called enemy that is ginned up and is armed is, so the guys from this country are just being slaughtered with stuff that came from this country. And most of it, I noticed, too, when we were getting stuff from guys that would come home, and extended family member drove a cab up in Fort Dix, and they would come home and take their whole duffel bag, just throw it in the trash. And so he would take it home, and his wife would sell things at flea markets, but she'd also give to all the grands. So we were all decked out in World War II military gear that was left over from Vietnam. So we're just leftovers, people. Useless eaters. But that useless baby eater, Neanderthal, Heinz Loeb, finally bit the dirt. Thank God. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. They can't live forever. They think they're omnipotent, and they try to live forever. Who was it, Peter Thiel? Children's Blood, and anyway, this next short piece here is, I'll probably get you to cut it off beforehand, but let me get it up here so I can look at it too. This is entitled Secret Yellowstone Poseidon Missiles Entrance Near Grand Teton National Forest, where land sale expected. Okay, and this is another from the High Command, and it's only about 4 minutes or so, but I'll tell you what it says at the beginning. Wyoming could sell hundreds of acres inside Grand Teton National Park to benefit public schools, or so it says. So, Sam, if you want to play that, we'll... hang on a minute. Let me fill in here. I got to stop you already. Whoops. Back it up. Jesse Marie's a boater, decommissioned Poseidon missiles with biochemical warfare in Yellowstone. Keep jumping ahead. Yellowstone National Park and Luciferian Brotherhood human hunting parties. Okay, go ahead, Sam. Well, let me stop you again. Because there's stuff here that's on the screen, but you'll be able to hear her voice in a few minutes. Secret Poseidon missiles reported to U.S. military by former Minnesota judge. And they're loaded with bioweapons. And her name is Randy Lynn Erickson, and she'll be talking with Jesse Saboter as this advances. Go ahead, Sam.
Just to surmise that that it's of our opinion that, you know, the Evergreen containers and Panama Canal and Suez Canal and all that, and all of it's all connected, and that's all part of the human traffic, international human traffic, and they're trafficking the people through, like, all the shipping and stuff like that. And it looks like the Navy SEALs and part of special operations are all working in tandem in order to facilitate the movement of the cargo, which is not just humans, but also weaponry, drugs, and things of that nature. So,
And I'm curious because, you know, I believe that, you know, on top of that, beyond assets, you know, are these special forces in charge of, you know, moving biochemical assets that the system holds. I brought up my affidavit that Poseidon in Yellowstone National Park in the falls, and yet, you know, that Teton area is not far from where, you know, I named the entrance to where that Poseidon is located. So, you know,
I think she meant Teton.
Are they, you know, buying, selling access points, you know, to private people where those weapons are? And, you know, if I think the big thing, too, is I think that a lot of our special forces, without even knowing it, you know, there's that connection to a sovereign military where, you know, they're kind of being private for hire. A lot of the special forces individuals are not just employed by the United States of America. You know, many of them are connected to other militaries as well in other countries, particularly, you know, they have a connection to Israel or the UK. And the question is, you know, how can they serve in the best interest of our country if they're serving multiple militaries? And, you know, what access do they have? Many of these individuals have, you know, access where, you know, they can just get into other countries, they can have free travel, you know, into places that normally, you know, they may not be able to travel. And, you know, they're getting these classifications, but who's really giving them those classifications and what are they really being used for?
I would argue too, like, who else could it be? You know, who else could possibly be overseeing the international human trafficking operations if not for special operations?
Okay, I guess that's all eyes on Pastor. This is Timothy again at the Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He's doing a sign off at the Trump rally there. And so you can see, you know, we like to think, well, we're the good people, and we are. We want to be. Well, it's nearly impossible if we're swallowing all the media puts out. See, this is recently with this Napoleon movie, and it just kind of floors me in a way. It's like, oh, yeah, it's these Zionist Jews and blah, 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 and, you know, and don't have anything to do with them, and look what they're doing, and but, oh, yeah, let's go see a movie they made for us. It's kind of ridiculous, you know? What are we, 3 years old? Yeah, let's go pay our money and sit in Plato's cave and get a bunch of this garbage shoved in our heads. Well, I saw a little thing with the, what was it, America? Anyway, with Justine and Ron, and they do the frontier American, I guess. And so while they're doing these paintings on on some nutcrackers, they like to compete and have people vote on it on different projects. And they do like 1800s, late 1700s lifestyle type of thing that they're showing. But they had gone to see a movie, and they say they go to maybe once a year they go to a movie, and they saw Napoleon, and they were given a critique of it. And it was, you know, for one thing, Joaquin Phoenix, he's getting to be an old dude now, and so they have Napoleon as an old guy, and his love life there, his attraction, is supposedly this younger woman, when it's exactly the opposite. He was young, and she was older, and he would write ahead and tell her not to bathe, by the way. So, anyway, I can't understand why we keep consuming this stuff when it's just like with Jerry Marcinski and says about letting these evil things in. We're just paying to have it put into us. And we sit at home and watch that lobotomy box, that one-eyed Jew. I don't know why anyone wants to have one of those things in their house now. Hans Utter had said last week, oh, it was Father Coughlin that said about having a television is like having a Jew in your living room. Well, it was actually Father Feeney, as it turns out, but in any case, they're telling the truth. And it's an addiction. All this media is an addiction, just like any other addiction. So this fourth one here now gets into the, let me see here. Make sure it's muted. Okay. All eyes on Casper, Wyoming. It's an audio affidavit. Dead people, body parts, rats, and water supply. And about the hunting parties again, too. So if, Sam, you'll start that. This is really long. I don't know if we'll do all of it, 40 minutes, but we'll entertain some of it here for a while.
If any man have an ear, let him hear.
Hang on one second there, Sam. His videos start. He does all these road trips and goes to these places that are being talked about, Casper, Wyoming, and in Indiana, the Delphi murders, and we might talk about some of that too again. But the different buildings where things were done, and I think this is a girl school that we go to here first. So go ahead. I'll just, if I see something else, I'll holler, Sam.
Sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up. We'll be right back.
Okay, hold up a second. He was at another Trump rally, and I don't know if that's picked up on this. I hope I'm playing the right one. That would be nice. Yeah, it is. Okay, go ahead. Thank you. There he is.
October 12th, 23. 5. Human meat markets. The Casper area is prime for human meat markets. As a child, I witnessed humans being brought into the area by train or semi-truck. Several of the drop-off locations were private businesses owned by Brotherhood members, other churches in the area, and personal residences. Some of the locations were personal barns or garages of those in the sovereign military. I witnessed humans being slaughtered, hung by their feet, skinned, and cut up into meat. Some of the meat and blood would be ground for sausage making. The hierarchy and sovereign military children in training are taught how to procure human meat and make sausages. There were several women in the area who were connected to the schools and churches who were master sausage makers of human meat. 6. I ask that the schools, churches, and local areas be investigated for their connection to supplying children to a foreign government and sovereign military. I ask that the U.S. military stop crimes that are being committed to children in the Casper, Wyoming area against children by the Luciferian Brotherhood and the sovereign military. 7. Lastly, I ask that the water tanks in the area be checked for desecration. When I was there in the 80s, priestesses would place dead people, body parts, rats, and animals in the tanks to desecrate and curse the water. Affidavit of Truthful Testimony of Jesse Marie Chebitar. 1. I, Jesse Marie Chebitar, sworn under the pains and penalty of perjury claim the following facts to be truth, and that I am of age, of sound mind, and competent to put these facts upon the record. 2. I would like to submit upon the record the following to be added to previous testimony in affidavit form. I am sharing further because it is my belief that these are matters of national security as the Luciferian Brotherhood continues to commit crimes of rape, torture, satanic ritual and murder, trafficking, adrenochrome and hormone harvesting, organ harvesting, and cannibalism against children and humanity. The memories I'd like to share deal with crimes against children and humanity that I experienced and witnessed being committed by Luciferian Brotherhood and Sovereign Military Order of Knights Templars in the Casper, Wyoming regional area, including surrounding areas. I have testified to the connection between the Luciferian Brotherhood, the Sovereign Military, and Nazis and their infiltration into the U.S. government and U.S. military. It is my experience that Casper, Wyoming is one of the major training hubs for hierarchy children being trained in the Sovereign Military Order. Within the system, the military branch of the Brotherhood is broken down into groups. You have the main military, which is classified as the Sovereign Military Order, with select knight orders presiding over regional areas. These knight groups can be joined to any order, but usually include the following primary Sovereign Order of Military Knight Orders. 1. Knights of Pythias. 2. Knights of Malta or Ancient Order of Knights of St. John. 3. Knights of Garter. 4. Knights of Bath. 5. Knights of the Thistle. 6. Knights of the Order of Jerusalem. 7. Order of Preceptors. Hierarchy includes commanders and those presiding over the knights. There also is a select special military called the Protectors. The protector departments oversee the regional commanders for the sovereign military at a quadrant level. These are individuals who are trained to protect higher level assets or areas. One of the protector departments is known as the Wolves. I have shared in former affidavits that the Wolf Department was headed up by Russian Vlad or William Belanov. Those that are considered wolves are bred in the system and come from a long lineage of those who have served the elite. Beginning at age 5, a child chosen to serve in the system from a wolf family takes their first contract with the changeling demonic spirit that allows them to shapeshift. This changeling spirit makes generational alliances. This spirit twists and morphs the body, causing physical changes in the appearance of the individual and lends its supernatural powers. I have testified in previous affidavits that it is my belief that wolves are used by the U.S. military to provide peripheral perimeter protection during the transportation and trafficking of children from one location to another for traveling military symposiums or larger ritual events. The Casper, Wyoming area is a central training hub and hotbed for children being raised as wolves. As a child, I was very aware of the numerous wolves in the area, as well as children who were being trained for the role. I experienced wolves in this area also providing perimeter protection for the rituals, gatherings, human meat markets, black market sales, as well as the human hunts off Wyoming Mountain. Brotherhood in Capser, Wyoming. I was trafficked by Nazi Michael Karkok from 1982 to 1984 and Nazi Colonel Michael Aquino in the U.S. military through the Casper, Wyoming area from 1982 to 1987 while simultaneously engaging in training at multiple locations I have previously identified in other states and internationally. I have identified the following individuals that I witnessed present during Luciferian Brotherhood and sovereign military rituals and training at locations where crimes were being committed against children in the local Casper area and surrounding areas. 1. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, at the time Congressman. 2. Lynn Cheney, Dick's wife. 3. Liz Cheney. 4. Secretary of State Thyra Thompson. 5. U.S. Senator Alan Simpson, see Exhibit A, Pick, with his father of Masonic connection. 6. Speaker of Wyoming House of Representatives Colin M. Simpson was in early to mid-20s when I was being trained in Wyoming area. 7. Millward Simpson, former U.S. Senator. See Exhibit A of Brotherhood Masonic Connection. 8. U.S. Senator Malcolm Wallop. 9. Governor Edgar Jacob Hirschler. 10. Kathleen Coulter Hirschler, Governor Edgar Jacob Hirschler's wife. 11. Sheriff William Estes Jr., served in 1982. 12. Sheriff John Barrett, served from 1983 to 1986. 13. Bishop Hubert Joseph Hart, of St. Patrick's Parish and Diocese of Cheyenne. One of two preceptors for the regional area. See Exhibit B and C. 14. Bishop Charles Hemsling, Diocese of Kansas City, Kansas. 15. Bishop Michael Francis McAuliffe, Diocese of Jefferson City, Missouri. 16. Monsignor James O'Neill, Cathedral of St. Mary's Cheyenne, Wyoming. Not only did I witness these individuals present when crimes were being committed against children, they aided in the cover-up of crimes that included rape, torture, satanic ritual, murder, human hunting parties, adrenochrome harvesting, organ harvesting, human meat markets, and cannibalism. These individuals worked hand in hand with individuals in the Casper educational system and churches to supply the U.S. military and sovereign military with children being trained in the Luciferian Brotherhood, as well as expendable children from outside the area. As a child, I would be marked present at school, but not be present all day at that location. How did this work? I would show up at school and be marked present with about 20 other children in the class. Then, I and a select few would be removed from the class and taken to meet up with our teachers in the Luciferian Brotherhood and Sovereign Military. I would be taken out through the underground to different locations in the Casper area. If at Crest Hill Elementary, it usually was out the side door by the gym. I had defense magic training first thing in the morning. Several places where that occurred included Cathedral of St. Peter in Rockford, Illinois, or St. Anthony's Parish School in Casper, Wyoming. During these times, I was removed from class with a few of the other children, while another teacher would come in and remain with the other children in the class. This should be a huge point of concern. What is happening to the children in the Casper, Wyoming area and of our country when they are supposed to be in school? The education system in the state of Wyoming cannot say that they are blameless in this matter.
All righty, we're at the top of the hour. We'll come back and maybe hear a little more of this, but I have some other things to share.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.